VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump vowed Tuesday to not cave in on his demand for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border as the longest ever partial government shutdown in American history extended into a second month. Democrats have demanded that the president reopen the government and then negotiate border security measures, but he has refused. Republicans in the U.S. Senate have released a spending proposal intended to end the shutdown. The proposal takes direction from President Trump's so-called compromise plan, one that Democrats say will go nowhere. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the president's proposal that includes money for his border wall and temporary protections for some immigrants can break the stalemate, with the shutdown now in its 32nd day.
It's a proposal that the president will support.
As written, though, the bill is a non-starter for Democrats, and it cannot pass without at least some of them supporting it. McConnell appears hopeful it could be a starting point for negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the shutdown needs to end first.
Open the government. Let's talk.
Some 800,000 federal workers now stand to miss a second paycheck Friday.
The Taliban says its representatives resumed peace talks with American officials in Qatar on Tuesday to negotiate the withdrawal of international forces from Afghanistan. The dialogue was initially scheduled for 2 days, but a Taliban spokesman announced Tuesday that the two sides will convene again on Wednesday to continue discussions for a third day. The U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, is leading the U.S. team, according to Taliban sources. This is VOA News. A former U.S.